Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
This is Jeopardy! What? Oh my god. Is the theme song the same thing as the thinking music for Jeopardy? No, that's not it. That's Family. That's Family Feud. Oh, maybe it is Jeopardy. If you put the lyrics in there, it does become Jeopardy. Jeopardy! 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every woman on the show has a bush. Anyway, tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong, everybody. No way a woman goes on Jeopardy does not have a full bush. That's the type
of learning to do.
That's right. They have no time to trim that thing because they're reading the Encyclopedia Britannica from 1991. Welcome to the show, everyone. We're all here. Let's go around and get a little check-in. Buff Chick Tip Will, how are you? What's new with you?
Doing good myself. Just got in hot from Maine, a little getaway vacation.
What'd you do there?
Had a good time. Met up with my sister and brother-in-law, the whole family. Went up with my mom. My other sister showed up. We did have a little mishap as we checked in. The place was pretty much empty. It was this whole murder mystery theme weekend, which I didn't participate in because it was too expensive.
You're at a hotel that was a murder mystery theme? You just happened to be there?
It was a campground.
An NPC. Oh,
Point Tobago around. Resort that I go to. But yeah, they want $175 a piece. I'm like,
ooh, Jesus Christ, is it a real murder you're solving?
We went just to hang out and have a good time. But our trailer, we stayed the first night, no problem. The morning, next morning, I go in, take my poop in my shower.
There's a dead body in the shower.
Almost. And so Rosa gets up after me. She goes in there for her morning routine and she comes out like, oh man, there's a bug in there. And my nephew goes, oh, yeah, that's a bee. And I'm like, she goes, oh, there's three of them. And I'm like, Evan, stop messing with your Tia. And he goes, no, really, there's wasps in there. So I go in, there's just wasps pouring out of the bathroom vent while Rosa was in there doing her business. And I'm like, oh, yeah, those are definitely wasps. Let's close the door. So I called him up and I told him, hey, we got this issue. They said, oh, okay, we'll send someone down. Well, they didn't send anyone down. They called me back. They said, we can't spray in there and then have you just stay in there because of the chemicals.
And I get that. Correct. Go on.
It's a liability. I mean, really, give me the can of Raid. I'll leave the fan on for a bit. But yeah. So they're like, well, we can have you move to the site next door because there was this whole circle and there was no one there.
Yeah.
So they offered us to move next door. And I'm like, well, can we just use the bathroom? And they're like, well, I guess.
Wait, why would you want to just use the bathroom? Other than just
I didn't
want to
move
door.
All my stuff.
So every time you're going to go to the, you're just going to live with the wasps in the same trailer as you just to use the bathroom in the site next door?
Yeah, so I don't mind wasps. Like I go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
all the
as
time.
Some don't.
You don't bother them. They can smell fear as long as you don't. No, but cooler heads prevailed. My mom and my wife were like, no, we're just going to go
you mean
move over
rational
there.
Rational heads prevailed.
Right. Very reasonable people. But we basically just moved like half our shit and just had two sites all weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
It was great. The dogs had a blast. Ollie's all tuckered out.
There you go.
Nobody got stung.
Perfect. Sounds like a winning adventure.
Now, when you're up there, are you renting a cabin when you're up there?
Yeah. Yeah, those little like RVs.
Yeah. Well, his brother-in-law / our friend Justin basically fucking works as a salesman for that place because all he does is text me all the time. Every time there's like an event promotion, he's like, you should have your family come up. Like he's a part of a pyramid scheme or something. Like, I don't know what it is, but I haven't heard this much from him in years. And ever since he's like, well, he like bought like a site.
Bought a trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. He bought a trailer and now he's just like, he's one of those people that it's like, you got to come up to the camp. You got to come to the camp. And it's so fucking annoying because my wife would love to go. I don't want to go because I don't like camping. That's not my thing. So so I think he's actually circumvented me and is now talking directly to my wife. So I know I'm going to go up there. And when I do, I'm going to I don't know, probably die or kill him. One of the two. I don't know. But we'll figure it out. I would like to go up there. It does sound like fun. I will say that. It's just, man, he's just very aggressive about it.
Yeah. Wait till next year when it's busy. This time of year, it's real slow. Not a lot of kid stuff.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more of a summertime thing. Because he was like, oh, there's a bunch of like fall Halloween-y stuff. I was like, yeah. But I mean, I live next to Salem, Massachusetts. And
there was like nobody there.
Yeah, really?
It was empty.
Oh, well, there you go.
But we had a good time.
That's good. Good. Glad to hear it. Charles, not Chucky, what's new with you?
Not much. I went to a concert this week.
Did you? What was it?
Yeah.
What concert? Wait. Let's all take a guess. Sam, yep. What concert do you think Charles went to?
Shine Down.
That's my favorite guest so far. Will, what do you think?
Seether.
Man.
Yep.
Man.
My improv brain is telling me that there's been a freedom, a freedom, power, and a responsibility pattern established. But I don't want to play that game because I want to guess the California Raisins.
Ooh. Well, no, it wasn't Shinedown or Seether, but I can't say last year I was within earshot of a Shinedown concert.
If I was to play that game, my guess would have been Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that would have rounded it out.
I went and saw Shaboozy, the country music artist.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, he's covered the song Tipsy. No,
what are you talking about?
Was this your wife's decision?
He's a puppet.
Your fiance?
Is he a puppet?
He's a puppet who's very famous on TikTok.
No.
You mean like the purple guy who tells stories from Australia?
What?
Yeah.
There's this puppet. I forget Shibuzi. His name. Oh, no, what's his name? The puppet's name. It's a very funny act, and he does come around. But no, Shibuzi, isn't that like the thing that Claudio Sanchez says before Devil in Jersey City on that Coheed album? He goes,
Shibuzi, Jersey bound. I have no idea.
Anyway, let's let Charles tell his story.
But yeah.
How was the concert?
It was a good concert. He's become really famous this year for his one song, but he's actually from Woodbridge, Virginia, which is like the hood for Northern Virginia. But yeah, he's a black country artist. Had a real good time. And this is my first time seeing a country act in a club setting. Okay. And it sucked. That part sucked. I can say,
all right.
Country fans are not great in a close setting. Like
that does seem weird.
At metal concerts are like fine. We all know what we're expecting. There is some mutual respect for space. There's no mutual respect for space at a country concert.
I don't know. For country, for me, I just assume this is going to be a bunch of like hot ladies being hot.
No. No, not here. Not apparently DC 930 Club. But yeah, I got to see I got to see karma happen in real life, like real time. As we're standing there, we were kind of towards the front, not by like, oh, we have to be near the front. We just walked in and no one was apparently near the railing. Mm-hmm. But we walked towards the front and then the guy next to me is like 6'5". He's gigantic for being in a concert, but he was there at his time. He walked up into the middle. That's where we wanted to stand. And as like more people came in, this clearly like drunk group of like late 40-year-olds came in.
Perfect.
And the guy, he was just like, I could hear him mumbling something. And then he walks up to the guy and he's like, you know, you're not being much of a gentleman standing here in the middle. These ladies behind us can't see. This motherfucker just wandered up and he's like, can't see. You're not being. The guy was like, I've been here. Like, I got here on time and showed up on time. He's like, you're just not being much of a gentleman. Like, he just kept repeating that. And then
I didn't hear no bell.
The guy stopped. The tall guy stopped responding to him. And then, like, he just turns to his friends and keeps, like, he does, like, the disgruntled person thing where he just keeps repeating the same thing to other people, hopefully someone agrees with him.
Mm-hmm.
During Shibuzi's final like song, he could the see Shibuzi's, the guy dead center.
The Shibuzi send off.
Yeah, the Shibuzi send off. he since he saw the guy in the middle and he had called him out once before in the concert, because the guy's also wearing a Washington Commanders shirt jersey.
Oh, what a sellout.
He called him up because he wanted to stand on the railing, and since the guy was tall, he had him hold him. So, like, I really wanted to turn and see, like, the shitty drunk guy who, like, told him, like, you shouldn't be up this close. You should be up this close. Like, well, there's karma to you. And then right before the concert started, I don't let full-grown people, like,
run past
cut
you
into
on
the
trail.
That too. if you want to get stiff-armed, try it. I don't let, like, adults try and cut into the front of a crowd, because you should have gotten here on time. I will let kids do it, but I was clearly duped by a person I thought was a child, but was really just a very small person. They came up and I was like, whatever, they can go up. And then they also came up, they also brought up four other people with them. But one was a kid. She was like a little girl, had a cowboy hat on, but she was standing next to a group of drunk women from, like, clearly from their office, and they were not having it that they had to stand next to this, like, kid, this, like, young teen. And then
what did they want to do? Curse?
They wanted to do this. They wanted to move and dance, you know, in a crowded club. But they were having their time, you know, it was ladies cutting loose. And after a couple times of other concert goers like telling her to, like, hey, can you, like, not, like, dance and shove around this child, eventually she stopped. And then Shibuzi, after his concert, he was signing stuff for people. Those women tried to get an autograph, and the little girl, like, was holding her hat forward, and he signed the hat for her, and they did not get any interaction. I was like, this was nice. This was nice to see, like, people get what's coming to them. Don't act like an asshole at a concert.
Yeah, I mean,
especially with space. I've been more respected in a mosh pit than I have at this concert. Everyone's looking out for each other. Not a country concert.
Country's only for the tough, and you're clearly not right for the crowd.
Yep.
You don't have that cutthroat attitude.
I'll give you credit, though. A country music concert should not be indoors. There should always be a lawn around.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mm. So we caught him at the right time, because he is hitting that, like, air of popularity. Well, he will just move to pavilions and, like, stadiums at this point.
Well, I mean, that song is on every third reel.
Tipsy? Yeah. It's a good song. It's catchy.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. Is it that song?
It's basically that, but he applied it to country.
Everybody in the club in the gear getting tipsy.
That's actually not bad.
You know what? I'll open for him.
Yeah.
I'll be Shabistany. That reminds me, when you were talking about, like, the kid or whatever, this clip is old, but man, I've been thinking about it for weeks and I keep forgetting to bring it up. Are you familiar with Hasbulla, that, like, midget?
He's one of the
little person. He's like, he's famous. He's like very big into, like, combat sports and boxing. Sam, are you familiar with this person?
Isn't that
go on?
Isn't that who Israel is fighting right now?
No, it's this guy. But has anyone seen the clip of him and Mike Tyson when Mike Tyson thinks that he's a toddler?
Yeah.
And he's actually like,
yes,
I've seen this. And he's like picking him up and kissing him.
Oh my God.
Charles, have you seen this?
No, I've not.
It is the best. So he comes up to meet Mike Tyson, and like, he, like, does his thing where he always, like, tries to fight people. It's like kind of like his gimmick, but he's, like, little, so it's whatever. So he's doing it, and Mike Tyson doesn't know that he's a 35-year-old man. And he's picking him up and, like, cuddling him and kissing him on the cheek like a little toddler, which is very cute and sweet if he was a toddler. But he's just a fucking, he doesn't know he's a fucking adult. It's the fucking best. It is one
and,
of the best.
And Hezbollah has a sick temper, too.
Yes.
So, you know, he was bullshit about it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Like Mike Tyson.
I know. He had that other clip the other day when he was like, I'm voting for Trump. And the other guy's like, I disagree. He's like, so what? What are you going to do about it? And so it's nothing. I was like, what a productive conversation that was.
Yeah.
Sam, what's new with you? How's the trip? How's everything going? Sam, I see. Hold on. I got a question for you, Sam.
Yes.
Do you, how actively do you cut your hair? I feel like your hair is always cut.
So I basically gave myself like an at-home haircut that I could somewhat keep up with on the road. So
okay.
Basically just the sides I can do because there is no fade to it.
Yes.
So there's just like a hard line. So okay. I think one side looks pretty neat and the other side looks like, you know, I'm special. But
it's a Hitler Youth haircut.
You look, you look just like Jarl haircut. Bernhoft.
I'd love that haircut.
You know what? I'll take it. but no, things are good. I'm in Breckenridge, Colorado. It's like full blown fall here. All the trees are bright yellow, which is pretty
all
cool.
All the trees are bright yellow, all the red.
And the sky is a regular shade of blue.
Regular shade of blue. Sam walks his dog a lot.
And then I pick up his poo. Oh boy, we missed our calling.
It felt really warm anyway. Sorry. That was the next obvious line.
Fantastic. Things are great. We are hopefully launching our first episode today, which is really exciting. Doug mostly has been doing the final edits, but I've been sitting there bossing him around. And we did like 15 hours yesterday, and we did like 8 hours a couple days ago, and it's like there's a lot of shit to be done.
Jeez,
I'm really happy with how it's. Oh man, it's just like, you know, like, oh, does this word need to be here? Does this word serve the purpose? Like, let's cut it out. Let's make it seamless. Like, let's fix this. Let's color grade this sound correction. Like, we did this whole intro. Charles, you saw our intro. Uh-huh. They put that shit together. This is like we're basically doing the jobs of 40 people between Charles, Doug, myself. Uh-huh. You know, we're doing a lot of that post-production editing stuff, but it's definitely the job of many, many people.
many men.
But yeah. But yeah, whenever we release this, hopefully the show is live and you can go to dogbreathfoundation.org and you can get our YouTube links there and check that out. And if it's not live, then it will be live Monday night because that is the last day of September, which is the absolute deadline for getting this first episode out due to what we promised our sponsors. So we're excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Also, there's no oxygen up here.
There's no oxygen up there?
Yeah, we're at 9,500 right? feet. Yeah, it's wicked thin. And so I'm out of breath all the time. So apologies.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Why don't you breathe that air?
Way to breathe, no breath.
Way to breathe, no breath. Yeah, cool. That's good. And is it on like, what, YouTube or?
Yeah, we're just putting out on our YouTube channel, the Dog Breath Foundation. It's way easier to find it going to our website first and just clicking the YouTube link. I don't know why it's really hard to Google Dog Breath Foundation on YouTube right now or to search for it on YouTube right now. It's probably no difference. Google owns YouTube. But that's the easiest way to go there. So dogbreathfoundation.org, you can click on a YouTube link and you can hopefully check it out. And I'm really excited about it. I think I'm really, really proud of how this is coming out. There's a lot of like very silly humor in there amongst like the more heartfelt dog stuff. So hopefully there's a little something for everyone.
Awesome. I look forward to it. I'm sure we will have a nice viewing of it at the Bissany household.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? On premiere date or premiere week, we'll throw up the Discord channel dedicated just to that show with a pinned link to view it.
Hey,
so we can,
that's awesome.
We can chat as a community about this fantastic adventure. One might say the greatest.
The greatest adventure. And then I will co-opt it with propaganda.
I still want to get you in for the stinger at the end.
Oh, please. I would love that. I want to set all those dogs back out from their loving homes, just leaving the gates open. God, that is so frightening. I'm telling you, it prints money, okay? You want to rescue those dogs? Give them a villain to be like, you got to be like, adopt them before this guy does. And it's me going, just eating all the dog treats in front of the dogs. That sounds awful. How you doing, Matt? I'm pretty good. Busy week, kind of. So I wanted to start the show because Will mentioned something about what were we talking about?
Like self-checkout and
We're talking about Kevin Weaver being like a diehard defender of like self-checkouts or whatever. But it got me thinking. I needed to get my washing machine serviced, and man, some people just like live and breathe what they do. And I appreciate that. I very much do. But the guy came to the washing machine wasn't draining, and I paid for, you know, extended warranty service on it. And so the first thing is I called up to schedule the thing, and they were like, oh, what did you do to try to troubleshoot it? I said, I didn't do anything. I'm not doing anything. I paid for the service. I don't want to do anything that I accidentally invalidate some warranty catch-a type of thing. So it's not draining. Let's schedule it out. So the guy shows up. He like just like basically like restarts it and it drains, but like he's giving like a check. If it was up to him, you wouldn't put any laundry or ever use the machine ever, or because you'll break it. Everything that you would normally use a washing machine for, he's like, don't do this, don't do that, don't put too much detergent in, only use this much. And I was like, well, why are all the lines up there? He goes, I don't know. I go, okay. He's like, but you only need this much for every load, no matter how much. I go, okay. And then I'm like, but the machine has like a max line that's not even like coming close to the max line. He goes, listen. He's like, this machine, you're gonna ruin the machine. You put in that much detergent. I go, okay. And then my washing machine's like a little like 4-inch little pallet thing. He goes, why do you have it on this pallet? I was like, well, the pallet was here when I moved in. I'm assuming there's a history of like flooding in the basement, so that's probably why. He's like, well, you got to get it off there. He's like, it's no good on a pallet. I was like, he's like, it shakes too much. I'm like, okay.
It's not stable. He's right.
It's not stable. I was like, yeah, all right. Anyway. And then he's like, well, let's put a load in and test it. So I have like a basket of random laundry there.
And there was a zipper sound.
I put a load in. I go to like, I'm pulling stuff out of the laundry basket to put in the washing machine. I pull out like a, one of those like 5x5 like fleece blankets you get at a Target. I have so many of them. I go to put it in. He goes, whoa, 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 whoa. He goes, you're not going to put that in there, are you? I was like, yeah. Yeah. He goes, no. He goes, you know how heavy those get when they're wet? I was like, I can imagine pretty heavy. And he goes, you're going to throw the whole thing off if you put those in there. I was like, how am I supposed to wash these? He goes, you got to go to a laundromat. I was like, I went, absolutely not. he goes, all right. He's like, you're just gonna take the life of your machine, like, you know, whatever. I was like, okay. Then I pull out a full bath towel. I go, is this okay? He goes, oh yeah, that's fine. And I was like,
way heavier.
I was like, how is one? I was like, whatever. This guy just fixed the fucking thing. But like, man. He like loves it. He loves washing machines or something. And he just could not, every, like I said, any way a normal person would use their washing machine was the wrong way to do it.
I love that. He's like, he's telling you basically never use it.
Yeah.
And then he would probably follow that up with, but you got to exercise it. You can't let it sit stagnant.
Exactly. Let it sit too long. The grease is going to solidify and yada, yada. And he's like, only fill it this much. It was like less than half of the drum. I was like, I'm not doing 40 fucking runs of the machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, fucking get a grip on reality. I swear to God, he's like sleeps in bed with his like washing machine.
Well, this is actually a topic for resident Fun Butt K-Funk. That's what he does.
I know.
He sleeps with his washing machine?
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. No, he yells at people about not using their shit right. And then it ended up ultimately costing him his job.
Oh,
is he unemployed now?
But
I think he's working on the side here, and I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that. But he explained to me that he was having customer issues, but he was the guy in the company that got everything done. But he would argue with customers.
Well, just let him use it. Who cares? Yeah. It's funny because like he's there to fix them, and the more they break them, the more he has a job.
Right, the warranty company needs to stay in business.
Right. I actually tapped him. I'm going to drop off my air conditioners for him to clean out. So.
Oh, nice. So what a community. What a community we got here at the Top 5 of Death.
That's right. We're basically like a small Angie's List with a podcast. That's primarily it. Let's see. Quick check-in on the Super Bowl. I don't know. Not a whole heck of a lot. The vice presidential debate is tomorrow from when this comes out. No, I think that should be good. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I've seen some responses and some things of J.D. Vance that have swung me a little bit more into favorability. I mean, I like him a little bit more now. Like, I kind of understand why. I'll put it this way. I understand why people like him now. But, man, his head is so fat, and he looks like he's wearing guyliner all the time.
People like
him? So that was my thing. I feel like they should be swapped, like, just by the way they look. You know, the kooky old white guy looks like the Republican vice president, and the guy with guyliner who just looks like he fucks couches. Let's be honest, that's a funny meme.
Tim Walz isn't even that old, though. He just looks old.
Yeah, Tim Walz is a fucking creep.
Oh, God.
My favorite video that I've seen going around is him doing some press conference from his office, and then he goes, "Hold on," and he gets up and he removes the state flag of Minnesota to put the new, basically Somali flag, and goes, "There, that's better." It's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? You're a bad person.
Yeah, that was wild. Changing the state flag to represent the influx of migrants was pretty wild.
Yes. Man, if people got to get their fucking heads out of their ass. I just want to be like, listen, everyone, as a prerequisite for voting, people should spend a full 24 hours on, like, 4chan or Twitter and just be like, look at these fucking videos.
4chan? Come on.
Where else? Well, the fucking media isn't going to friggin' publish the video of the migrant with the machete who slashed 30 people, including 8 children.
Also, don't send people to 4chan, because yes, you can find that, but also you can find some very, very disturbing porn.
Well, it's not the same as the old 4chan these days.
Listen, it might sway their vote one way or the other. It'd be like, but man, it's fucked out there, and it's bad, and it's getting worse. And when people like Tim Walz just go, "I'll take this state flag out and put in this one," it's like, okay, your country's going away now. It's brutal. It's brutal. But as far as like the check-in, yeah, not a whole heck of a lot going on, I guess. They did announce they were sending more troops to the Middle East, and someone had a very good question. I believe it was Glenn Greenwald that said, "Who specifically is sending the troops to the Middle East? Is it Biden?" And how is that happening? Yeah, so it's wild. It's rough. I don't know. It's concerning. It's getting more concerning as time goes on. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. The debate's tomorrow. Yeah, like I said, not a super, super crazy week, I suppose. I'm probably forgetting something, but I don't know.
I don't recall very much news last week either.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of bit of a slow week. But October's coming up, and the October surprise should be here. My guess, it'll be World War III. I'll give you the big prediction for the October surprise is with the assassination of the leader of Hezbollah and Israel doing all types of sorts of things. The big theory is that Biden will step down, Kamala will be sworn in as president, and then we will be full fledged backing Israel with troops, and that'll be the precursor to World War III, and that is
what isn't that the only way to like stay off the election is if they get wartime powers and they're able to.
Yeah, I don't think they'd go that far. I think they'd hope more for the historical history of whenever there's like a conflict, like the sitting president usually just kind of gets reelected. Okay,
they're just going for that margin.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, with the temperature being as high as it is in this country, that would be literal just turning the Civil War button on to be like, no election right now because of the conflict. That won't sit with everyone else, and nor should it. But that's a big October surprise, and I mean, shit's getting wonky out there in the old Middle East. I don't know why, but what can you do? Let me rephrase that. I know what you can do. You can stop voting for the war machine establishment. That's the first thing you could do. So if anyone doesn't like war, I would suggest not doing that. But yeah, anything else before we jump into this game Charles created? Did someone just leave? No. Oh, Sam, you popping in and out?
Yeah, sorry. I ducked out, and then when I came back, I couldn't hear anyone, so I just had to restart. But I'm back, baby.
All right, good. Good. Anyway, you missed my point when I was just highlighting that voting for the establishments is voting for war. So I just want you to sit on that in your brain.
Point noted.
Point noted. Charles, what's going on? Yes. What's this game? Explain it. What are we doing?
Well, I first have deaths from last week.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I won. I did.
I don't remember. Is it bad that I can't remember the previous week's topic every single week?
That's fine. I had to look it up. Okay. Once we finish recording, it just leaves our head.
I meant from like a health perspective.
Pretty much.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any health insurance for a couple more days, so I don't try to focus on that.
Don't will it into existence.
No. I have 2 days to go. Got to make it Tuesday. Wednesday? Wednesday's October 1st. Whatever. All right. And smell you later. Charles, dude, your list sucked, Matt said. Yeah, Charles, way to pick actual songs this week. Didn't even get the bit, said Will. I thought it was fine, said Sam. Well, if y'all think it was so bad, then I challenge each of you to try to fuck to these songs. And so the gauntlet was thrown, but little did Charles know this would be the last thing he said to his friends. Shortly after record, Will was atop his wife and approaching his vinegar stroke, so when the song switched on his playlist and he heard the whispered count of 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, yeah, yeah, Bombs Over Baghdad kicked in and Will was overcome with the need to rap along. But being deep in fever session of coitus, his need to rap along to the lightning fast flow of Andre 3000. But he couldn't keep up. Look at what came in the Soul Gold grill in a pack of Pampers. Will felt his chest ache, and in the final thrust into his wife, he collapsed on top of her, dead from a heart attack. Matt left his podcast studio / office / second bedroom and sashayed into the other bedroom and started to put the moves on his wife. Matt, a strictly missionary man, decided to try something new and suggested roleplay. Megan knew just the thing. She went into the closet and put on a shirt and a scally cap. Is that a local 7 Iron Workers shirt? Matt said.
Oh, so mad.
She then hit play on the stereo and in blasted the blue collar sound of bagpipes, mandolin, and general fart sounds of the Dropkick Murphys. Megan got on top of him, but the damage was already done. Matt's dink went from an innie to an outie. Or no, from an outie to an itty. He promptly threw his wife off him and stomped out of the room to escape the music. Megan stormed after him and a fight ensued before Shipping Up to Boston came on, and like most Boston natives, they couldn't resist getting rowdy to their city's anthem. They pushed and shoved, and then Matt's foot caught the top of the stairs and he tumbled down, dislocating both shoulders on his way, experiencing that pain all over again before he's broke his neck on the bottom step and died. Sam never did get to make love to his lifelong fiance. They were driving across one of the western states to save the life of another dog, but on that lonely, desolate highway, their playlist changed and on came Sarah McLachlan. Their history of helping dogs compelled them to leave the song on, but as the track played, they began to cry. He looked over to Kaylee and held out his hand and she took his. Sam let go of the wheel and their RV swerved off the road and sailed off the nearest cliff. Local reports call it a tragedy, but with a glimmer of hope as Junie and Joshua were seen parachuting out of the falling RV and landing safely. Now the sole inheritors of the dog breath empire.
That's a happy ending then.
Yeah, there you go.
I think it's just responsible of you, Sam, to always have parachutes on them.
You never know when you're going to need them in an RV.
Yeah. It's only going to pay off one time.
Yeah.
We were actually just with them at Dead Horse Point, which is where they filmed the ending to Thelma and Louise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
No parachutes needed, though.
Well, I hate being associated with that, so thank you.
We, the local Seven Iron Workers is a real thing, apparently.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they're very nice people.
I just Googled Southie Boston Union, and that's my punt.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. They love it.
Yeah. But this week we're taking a different, we're not doing lists. We're doing Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm on board with it. I mean, there's five. Nope. There's six categories. Fuck.
Six categories. Yeah. I figured this would be a nice change of pace before next week where we jump into the October month. And, yeah. So, do y'all have your buzzer sounds ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, Will, mm-hmm. Do you want to test yours real quick? You got to have it ready.
Yes. This is what I suggest.
What's that?
I can't hear it.
You got nothing.
Oh. Okay.
That's yours?
That's yours?
Yes.
Sam?
Hey!
Oh, there we go. And Matt, you said you're just going to rattle off a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, every time I need to buzz in, I'm gonna just not shout, but I'm going to aggressively list off a conspiracy theory. Would you like me to test one out right now?
Sure, go for it.
The war in Iraq was a cover-up to discover the Nephilim grave sites.
Okay. That's a conspiracy theory we kind of wish was real, because that means we have angels and actually whole.
What do you mean wish, Charles?
Wished.
Wow. Anti-Christian. Oh,
I know, Jesus. Yeah. Look around you. The world's God's creation.
That came out so naturally. We are going to be playing traditional Jeopardy rules.
Okay.
So your answer was the question, what is this? Who is that? Our categories are wrestling champions.
Oh, fuck.
Disney movies. Okay. Marvel movies.
Hooray.
The Simpsons.
Awesome.
Horror movies. And then the wild card, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
God, I hope they're not fraction math questions.
I wish.
That's my only chance.
Not me.
I definitely passed fifth grade.
Who goes first?
I don't know. How do y'all want to decide that?
Nearest birthday.
Fuck. Actually, I guess, no. I mean, nearest birthday?
Nearest birthday. Let's do it. Mine just
Who's
passed.
Got
so
it?
I'm out.
Oh, wait, I got it. Let's do this.
I'm over. Does that count?
You're over? Wait, nearest birthday? Well,
September
mine's not till
1st.
May of next year. When's yours, Sam?
August 29th.
Yeah. So
it'd be me.
Yeah. Stately yeah, Matt.
That's right.
Take that, queers.
Hey, hey.
Oh, I get to pick a category, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's start off. You know what? Let's start off a little easy. And right. Let's go. I'll take The Simpsons for 100.
Okay. Oh, there's music playing. On my end, that is. Oh, okay, well, what is Principal Skinner's real name?
I was going to say, we have an audio version. We have to read the questions.
Yes. What is Principal Skinner's real name? Are we going with Will?
Yeah, Will. Yeah, Will. Yeah, we'll
got it again. In. Seymour. Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
This is I'm trying to think episode. Of it.
I know.
Oh, fuck. Is there a timer?
There is, technically, but it was going the whole time. I don't know how to... Yeah. Oh, there's the music part. Okay.
Oh.
No.
This is a 100, guys.
I know. I know the episode. I just can't think of his name. Look at Will looking it up. Get the fuck off your keyboard. Get the fuck off your keyboard, Will.
I don't get
hands
another
up,
guess.
Hands up. Hands up. Don't shoot.
I don't get another guess. It doesn't matter what if I look it up.
Ah, fuck. Because he stole the identity from his Vietnam buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I forgot that.
It's like some Armenian name.
I will listen. Just time's up. We missed this one.
Yep. Armin
Tamzarian.
Right.
Oh, goddamn. $100 question. I thought it was the easy answer. It was just jumping the gun.
So is Will negative 100 now?
Actually, yes. Will is negative 100.
That is the rules.
That is the rules. Matt, you still have the board.
Well, you know what? I want some redemption. Let's go Simpsons for 200.
Okay. What color is the couch in The Simpsons?
Depends on the season.
Actually, I believe that was Sam.
What is brown?
Ooh, that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
See, I hate this. Is like a subjective question. You know I'm going to play it safe because Will's at negative 100, Sam's at negative 200, and I'm just going to fucking sit this one out because I feel like this is like a subjective question.
And it also, Will, you chimed in second.
He's looking red. At his fucking ChatGPT answer.
I was red thinking about doing that.
Red is incorrect.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I
thought it was brown.
Listen, I think you're both correct. I think it depends on the season, and I think it depends on like your TV.
according to online, it's orange.
Sure, maybe.
If we're counting this as subjective, I will put points back on the board.
No,
I'm looking at it. Alex Trebek wouldn't do that. I'll call it.
Alex Trebek wouldn't do that. He wouldn't admit defeat. Well, Matt. Fuck. Let's just keep on going. Simpsons for 300. Yeah.
This Golden Globe winning actor is the voice of Bart's nemesis.
Oh, 9/11 was an inside job.
I'm going with Matt.
Who is Kelsey Grammer?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn, that was the one I actually knew.
Maybe I should have put that first. Who knows?
No, those other two were fine, mm-hmm. easy questions. All right, let's move along. Let's go to let's go to Marvel movies for 100.
Okay. This film is the only Marvel movie to be nominated for Best Picture. I'm gonna have to go with Sam. Will.
No, that was Sam.
Okay, Sam.
What is Black Panther?
That is correct.
Oh, baby.
Black Panther. Sam, you have the board.
The first one?
Yeah. Oh. No, it's the only one to be nominated for Best Picture.
No, I know. I didn't know if it was the second one that got nominated.
No, yeah. It's...
All right. Give me horror movies for 200.
Oh, you fucking, my OCD is going to freak out. I got to get the.
What are the names of the two serial killers in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, I only know one. Oh.
Hey. Sam? Right.
Who are Buffalo Bill and Hannibal Lecter?
That is correct.
That's right. Yep, it is Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
All right, you fuck.
I initially actually wanted to put this question on here, was what is the song Buffalo Bill dances to?
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Roswell, I could have answered that.
Yeah.
It's Goodbye Horses.
Goodbye Horses, yeah. I wasn't sure because I was like, I kind of know it half the time.
I'm glad I answered the question that gets me no fucking points.
Yeah, it gets you no points. Sam, Matt, you still are technically in the lead with 300. Will with negative 2 and Sam with 200.
All right. Sam's got control of the board. There's a little fucking
got the board.
Gay wolf character.
Give me horror movies for 400. This is just for Matt's OCD. You're
fucking killing me.
This hotel is the inspiration for the Overlook Hotel and The Shining.
I don't know.
Damn it,
Sam.
I'm close to it. And I'm going there on Tuesday. What is the Stanley Hotel?
That is correct. Yes,
the Stanley Cup Hotel. I can't believe the success of the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup. There's so many jokes in that that sentence.
That's also where they filmed some of Dumb and Dumber.
Well, there's no bonus points, really? Sam. There's no bonus points.
Okay. Extra credit, over here.
There was actually a part of Dumb and Dumber where they filmed it there. Chevy Chase made a cameo. You don't know that because he was wearing a wig. My name is Sam.
He's got me. All right, give me wrestling champions for 200.
Oh my God!
Wrestling champions for 200.
That daily double.
This is the only wrestler to have held the heavyweight and intercontinental champion at the same time. Okay, Will.
That's Ultimate Warrior, right?
Well, that is technically incorrect.
Ooh.
What the fuck? Oh, is
anybody
it
else?
The WCW.
Oh, no. Nope. Will is technically incorrect.
Mermaid sank the Titanic.
Come on. Yeah. Matt.
I made that one up, by the way. I think it's actually a pretty good one.
That's good.
Who is Chris Jericho?
That is incorrect. Like I'm saying, Will is technically incorrect.
Wait, how much money did I just lose?
I haven't put any, actually. But
how much was this one worth?
Okay. I am actually going to give it a Will. Will, you are correct, but you did not answer in the form of the question.
What the fuck is this? Are we playing Jeopardy rules or not?
Yeah.
I'm technically correct.
Fucking points.
I didn't put any points on the board.
All right. Okay.
It's like prison rules.
Hell yeah. You're right.
Who is the ultimate warrior?
Yeah, come on, Will. What a rookie mistake.
If I go first, want to slip up with that?
Yes. But you have answered other ones, but you were incorrect already.
Well, I know I was wrong the other two times, but...
So...
Sam has a question. All right.
Didn't they immediately make him forfeit the Intercontinental Championship?
Probably.
Yeah, which I thought was a good... I thought that was good. He should hold two titles.
All right. So I had to look up, like, who has held two titles at the same time, not including, like, tag team championships. A lot of people held, like, the U.S. and the European and stuff like that, but, like, he's the only one to hold Intercontinental and Heavyweight Championship.
Right. I can't believe I missed that slam dunk.
You need to adjust my score. I should be at 100.
Oh.
I'm trying to be honest.
And I should have much less now. Because of
That's true.
Thank you. So I forgot it was Jeopardy.
Sam, you still have the board.
Yeah.
All right. Give me wrestling champions for 300.
This man has the shortest title reign in WWE history at 45 seconds.
BlackRock is buying all the housing to force people to rent and not own anything.
Matt?
Who is Yokozuna?
That is incorrect.
Fuck. That was WrestleMania 9. I bet it's some fucking Money in the Bank horseshit.
45 seconds.
One of my negative 300.
What is that? Any other takers? Do, do,
do. Come on, let's get some time. That's do do do. Big Show.
What is the Big Show? It was a Money in the Bank thing where he apparently came down and then someone took him out. Oh, Mark Henry took him out and someone came in and cashed in on him.
Yeah, I thought it was when Hulk Hogan came in after Yokozuna beat Bret Hart. That wasn't 45 seconds by now, but
I actually thought Drew McIntyre had the shortest reign off of Mania, but apparently, nope, that was 5 minutes at least.
Good for him.
Yeah, Sam.
All right, could be Disney movies for 500.
Oh, God, damn. I think I know. Oh, yes. Which of these Disney princesses is not considered an official Disney princess?
Ariel? Atrazine is in the water. 63% of all the water in the country is, and it turns frogs gay.
Matt, you will have the chance to answer, but give me a second to finish it. Ariel, Moana, Aurora, Raya, Elsa, and Tiana. Matt?
I would assume it is... This wasn't the ones I was going to pick. But who is Raya?
Ooh, Matt, that is incorrect.
Now,
Will,
who is Ariel?
Will, that is also incorrect.
Hey. Is this Sam? A trick question?
No, it is not. Sam,
who is Moana?
No, that is also incorrect.
Oh,
that
is
Tiana? Answer.
No,
it's Tiana. Elsa.
Oh. What?
That's their breadwinner. Yeah, if you go to DisneyPrincesses.com, that like DisneyPrincesses.com, whatever, you go to their page, Elsa and Anna are not considered Disney princesses. Like,
why? Because she's a queen?
Oh, Elsa's a queen, yeah.
That's also true, actually. Yes, I just threw that.
But she was a princess at a time.
Yes. Right?
Man, you...
What if her mom died in labor?
Yeah, but she didn't. She died on a ship crash. A ship crash? Has anyone ever called something a ship crash?
But yes, I did purposely load the... Also, you thought Ariel wasn't a princess?
Well, I didn't read the question. Oh. I thought it was going to be fucking... What's her name from friggin' that...
Brian the Last Dragon?
No. Not any of those. Oh. I thought it was going to be... What the fuck movie is that? The redheaded woman dresses like a
from
guy.
Brave. Merida.
Rapunzel.
No, the Rapunzel
knockoff
lady. Fuck.
Eating an apple.
Anyway.
Hold on. I have to figure out who this is.
And then I threw. I also put Aurora.
She's
on
gonna take a bite. Wait, nope. She's gonna breathe on it. Foist. I got you, Sam.
Thank you. That's on redheadedladies.com.
Not any, no, I had to navigate off of redheadedladies.com. It's so funny you said that. Oh, I literally looked up redhead porn earlier.
All right, then.
No, it's from that movie that basically it got absorbed by Disney. It's a popular movie. It's got that girl. Oh my god, I'm so fucking mad. I'm so fucking mad.
When did this come out?
Years ago. Long time ago. Hold on. I have to go ask my wife. Just talk amongst yourselves.
What's the question even?
What the question was?
Movie with a redheaded lady that was absorbed by Disney.
I don't know.
Is he thinking of the Great Mouse Detective
or something?
Or I have no idea what he's thinking of.
Man, I really thought that one I purposely thought was going to stump him. But
so, well, I mean, if you just leave the stage during the show, you're subject to the show moving on. You got to keep the ads.
Oh yeah.
This technically would be our ad break, wouldn't it?
Yes. Jeopardy, you're sponsored by... What's that banana thing that you love?
Voice Meter Banana. It's freeware, but they ask you to donate. You just never have to. Voice Meter Banana. Try it. It's complicated.
Fantastic. It sounds very appealing. Oh, we should sign off on that one.
And there we go, folks.
How does Jeopardy work regarding when everyone gets a question wrong? Who gets control of the board?
It goes back
whoever
to
had the last had right it. Answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Who is
you
that?
You can only lose control by somebody else.
I think it was you.
Oh, it's still me. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh. Me and Matt are in a race to the bottom right now.
Yeah.
I have a feeling y'all will not get Final Jeopardy.
I have a feeling I'm not going to get anything right.
The movie Matt is thinking of is Anastasia. I don't know why.
Oh.
It's not a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a Disney movie.
But someone text him to tell him to come back.
Do you want to talk about Matt's search history?
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes.
He's got it.
All right.
Look how happy he is. Holy shit.
Did you figure it out while I was gone?
We think so.
Is it Anastasia?
Yes, that's who it is. That's who I thought it was going to be.
I should have went with that.
That should have been the answer.
Yeah. Should have.
I'm fucking shenanigans on this game. Anyway, what am I, negative of $4 million?
700.
Okay.
You are in second place. Sam with a commanding lead of 100. Will with negative 900. And Matt with negative 700.
It's not our fault. These questions are like... What do you think is this? And it's like, well, I think it's that.
It's not. It's you. Sam still has control of the board.
Okay. Go ahead and pick one. Sam, I think your audio's poo-poo. Sam has gone away. He'll be back.
Oh, he's bleeding.
Did I lose control of the board?
Nope. No, you didn't lose control. You still got it.
Oh, you're back, baby. Thank God. Thank God. All right. All right. I want to purposely pick these categories to upset Matt.
I hate it already.
Disney movies for 100, please.
Oh, okay.
What does Ohana roughly translate to?
Soil and Green is people. Fuck. Wish I had a fucking button hit.
What is family?
That is correct.
All right, give me horror movies for 300.
300. I haven't have to look at them. Okay. This horror movie is about a young couple, Katie and Micah, who are terrorized in their home by a demon that Katie believes has been following her all her life.
Mm.
This.
Mm.
You
know? Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. Oh, fuck.
I'm out. I don't know. I have no fun.
Will, you don't want to take a swing?
No, I'm too in debt. We agreed to actually make this, like, we have to pay our reparations for losing, so.
Oh, did we? Shit. Hold on, what? I know this one. Fuck. The Titanic was actually switched out at the last minute because the JP Morgan Chase wanted to establish a credit system, and the other creditors disagreed, and they were on the Titanic, and they switched out the vessel at the last minute, and that's what really happened.
Okay, Matt.
Well done.
Fuck.
Come on, you know this one.
I do know it. I do
all
know it.
All three of you should know this.
I very much like these movies. I can't think of the fucking name of it, though. What is... oh, my fucking God. I'm so mad. I'm a big fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take my fucking teeth out and I'm going to bite my own teeth with my other teeth.
What the hell? I can't think of the name. I know the answer.
Can I chime in? when does the buzzer go off?
You can. Chime in at any time. It's, fuck. Hit your buzzer.
Oh,
fuck. Sam?
What is Paranormal Activity?
That's what it is.
That is correct. Yep.
I kept wanting to say It Follows in my head. And once I had It Follows in my head, my head just stopped going, just kept going, It Follows, It Follows, It Follows, It Follows, It Follows. Yep. It's not fucking It Follows.
I kept thinking, like, this is going to be Paranormal Activity 3 or something. I'm going to fuck myself.
No, Micah's in the first one.
Yeah. Speaking of It Follows, me and Jess were about to watch that last night because she hasn't seen it, but then Paramount promoted this other movie they're promoting, which is The Significant Other. It has the same lead actress from it. If you go to watch it, don't fucking watch this movie because it's terrible. It can't decide what it wants to be like the whole time.
So you went to watch a known amazing horror movie and instead opted for the algorithm?
I decided to try a different movie because I was like, oh, I haven't seen this, so maybe this will be good. No, it's not good. It's fucking terrible. Just watch It Follows. Sam.
Okay. Give me. Are you smarter than a fifth grader for 200, please?
Why are you making... What are the three states of matter? Will?
Solid, liquid, gas. Fuck. What is solid, ding, ding, ding. Okay. They always give them a second chance. They always give them. I was still in the window. I was still in the fucking window. They do that on the show.
Yep.
Damn it.
You forgot the state of matter of shit mush.
Shit mush. Ah, the fourth state of matter.
The fourth state.
Will, you have the fourth state.
There you go.
All right, let's go. Wrestling Champions 500, Tom.
Oh, shit. Tom.
This man is the second longest reigning champion in wrestling history. All three of you do know this answer.
Hey! Shut up.
Sam?
Who is Bob Backlund?
That is correct. Holy shit.
God damn it. I knew it. I didn't know if Roman Reigns took him over.
No. So Roman Reigns is still fourth. Really? He's behind... What is it? Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, and Hogan.
Sammartino, yeah. That'll never be beaten.
No. But Bob Backlund was the second. I was like, I'm going to go as the second because Bob Backlund wrestled, until the fucking 2000s still? So I was like, yeah, we've all seen Bob Backlund wrestle.
His program with Brett was good.
He's a goddamn maniac. He's still a maniac, by the way.
he's really sick now, unfortunately.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know that that's true, but that's what I heard.
Perfect.
All right. Sam, all right. Give me Wrestling Champions for 400.
This wrestler had a win streak of 1,501 days without being pinned or submitted.
Hey,
Sam.
Who is Asuka?
That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, good. All right.
I'm fucking ruined.
Snake eyes.
Dead man. I'm ruined. Hey, bat fuck. Give me back my snake.
I'm not fucking guessing. I have no idea.
Will?
I'll just go Roman Reigns.
That is also incorrect.
Fuck.
Bat.
No, I'm not guessing. I don't know.
Okay. Fucking... Hulk Hogan, guys.
Oh, wow.
Fuck
Hulk, Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
A Terry Bolella.
Yeah, Terry Bolella, famous. Famous actor, famous, Terry Bolella.
Yeah.
Sam. Sam froze. He froze. He's going to say something funny, too.
It's switching satellites.
That's minus 100. One satellite's moving over. They're doing the handoff right now. He's got to fucking come back and forth. I do like that his thing is frozen. He just looks like there he is.
Am I back? Okay, all right.
He's back.
All right,
what were you going to say?
I was going to say, this holiday season, we should do a special fun butt viewing of Santa with muscles.
Sure. I know, we did that one thing, and I couldn't even make it because something happened, and we never did it again.
We watched Barbarian.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
No. No. All right, what are you picking, Sam?
Wrestling champions for 100, please.
All right, closing out the 100. This tag team is the longest reigning male tag team champions.
Oh.
Hey,
hey. Sam?
Who is the New Day?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
they are the second longest of them, so.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And I
Will?
Will doesn't know.
Fuck it.
Will is going for
Legion of Doom.
That is also incorrect. The Usos.
God damn it. That was so obvious.
They just passed them like 2 years ago. They apparently beat the New Day. All right. Wrestling chance is out, so.
All right. Thank God.
Nope. Only down from here.
All right. I'm going to attempt to give up the board and choose Marvel movies for 300, please.
Okay.
This actor played the villain in 2003's The Hulk.
This actor played? Oh, fucking actor shit. Oh, my God. I think I know what it is, but I think I might be wrong. And if it is the person I'm thinking of, that's crazy to think that that's who it was.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't want to guess. I'm already, like, down a lot.
Will?
Fuck. Ron Perlman.
That is also that is incorrect.
It's not the worst guess, though.
No, it's not.
We need a freak. All right, call Ron Perlman.
Exactly. That's kind of my thought.
I'll put on my face makeup.
He was a great Hellboy.
Incredible.
Awesome Hellboy. Those movies
that man's
are
good at everything he does, really.
Yeah, except for his political takes. He's real bad in that department. He's just a Hollywood shitlib. But
not anymore.
Not anymore? Why would happen?
He died.
Ron Perlman died?
Are you what?
Didn't he?
No.
I don't believe so.
My bad.
I just saw him post the other day. That's why I said that. But yeah, those first Hellboy movies are like way better than people think.
Oh my God.
They're so good. And then they tried the remake. I didn't even see the remake.
Oh my God,
I don't know why they even tried to do that.
Good. The actor who plays them is a great choice, but it's not good. They're apparently trying to do it again.
Why? Why are they so hell bent on getting this to work?
I don't know. Anybody else?
No, but I would like to take a guess, an unofficial guess.
Okay.
All right. Do I have an unofficial guess?
Yes.
Is it Gary Busey?
No, but damn, you're close.
Okay.
It's Nick Nolte.
All right.
Oh, you're that is as close as you can fucking get.
you were both right there. Like, you have Ron Perlman, the gruff older guy, and then Gary Busey, the crazy one. You combine those two together, you get Nick Nolte.
I want to talk wrong. About butter sausage. Let's talk about butter sausage.
By the way, was that the Ang Lee Hulk?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Wow.
Wowie wow wow.
Oh my God, do I still have the board?
Yeah, you sure do.
All right, give me Disney movies for 400.
Name all seven dwarves.
Shit, I lost my symbol.
Will?
Happy, dopey, sneezy, sleepy, grumpy, bashful duck.
Damn!
Oh, damn, boy!
Adrenochrome is what people drink to say youth. No, he didn't.
Oh, did he not?
No, he fucking
Jesus
did not.
Christ.
Well, who are bashful, doc, dopey, grumpy, happy, sleepy, and sneezy? Thank you. I'll take my points. Thank you.
Yep.
What did the judges say?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Look at Will. So eager to be correct. No patience.
I just get excited when I think I know it.
I thought he got it. I didn't count. He rattled them off so quick. Couldn't count.
I know.
It was unofficially phrased. It was unofficially phrased.
I'm good at rule booking. All right, let's go. Let's see if I can clean this board up a little here and
clean this board up.
It's fucking a mess.
You gotta go hit some hundreds here.
No, I feel like I need to. Let's go. Let's go with "Are you smarter than a fifth grader?" for 100.
A word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same forward and backwards as
Frazzle Drip is a secret videotape that allegedly has Hillary Clinton and the wife of, I think, Mike Pompeo cutting off the face of a teenage girl.
Okay, Matt.
Yep.
You
got it.
What is a palindrome?
Matt, that is correct. A palindrome. Matt, you have the board.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go Marvel movies for 200.
This Oscar nominated actor was the first to play James Rhodes.
Oh. God, I don't know. Let's go with
Hey.
Fuck, I can't think of a fucking goddamn conspiracy theory.
Who is Terrence Howard?
That is correct.
I wanted to come up with a Terrence Howard centric conspiracy theory. I couldn't formulate it in time. I also don't know if I would have guessed Terrence Howard. I know who it is though.
He's also the one who he's the one who got Robert Downey Jr. the role, technically. Or like pushed to get him the role. And then they were like, by the way, you're not doing the second Iron Man. We're bringing Don Cheadle.
That wasn't his that was his fault. He
won more money.
Yeah, he tried to big gun him for like an insane amount of money. They were like, we'll just replace you.
Why? Because he was in Hustle and Flow?
I don't know, but that's what happened. He tried to negotiate and he did not win the negotiation. They just went see you later, pal.
Damn. Well, and look what he missed out on.
Yeah.
He could still be in Marvel movies right now.
Yeah, he could be getting all his new math theories some serious credibility.
His new math theories?
Have you not seen?
No, I don't
seen
follow
Terrence Howard in the news lately.
No, I do not.
He's out there.
He's pretty out there.
This guy loves math.
He let that empire success go to his head, I guess.
No, I guess he thinks he recreationally creates new math.
Yeah, he's got like a lot of questions.
Isn't that right, Matt? That's basically it. He recreationally thinks he's a math genius.
Yeah, pretty much. And he like supposedly like holds patents on different theories of math.
Wrong theories.
does he hold the patent on like Steiner math?
No. No one holds a patent on that. Not even Steiner. No, but he did. But Eric Weinstein did a podcast with him and Joe Rogan basically going over all his stuff. And he was basically like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, but you do have a few good legitimate questions, which was pretty cool. God. So yeah, okay, there you Sam. Go
all right, Merv, give me horror movies for 100, please.
This iconic horror film was the major motion picture debut for Johnny Depp.
Hey.
Oh,
Sam,
what is Nightmare on Elm Street?
That is correct.
I believe the answer is, what is A Nightmare on Elm Street?
I don't know. You know, hold me to the rules.
I think they would have let that one slide on the show. But.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I said A Nightmare on Elm Street, but I stuttered.
Here we go.
Damn, blame it, Starling.
Way to go.
the old Biden defense of a sudden stutter. hold on. The old Biden defense of a sudden historical stutter.
Stutter.
Yeah, he has a stutter. He didn't. No, he did. What?
Before he's reprogrammed.
All right.
So it's just a firmware update. All right, let's do horror movies for 500.
Okay.
All right.
This 1973 film was the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture.
Hey!
I would not know this.
Sam?
What is Jaws?
Ooh, that is incorrect, Sam.
Ooh, brings it down to 3.
Will?
The Shining?
That is also incorrect.
And you answer in the form of a question, Will. That what is too. Wrong with you?
Damn
how many
it.
Times? I wish this was
every
real
time, general. Apparently.
A 1973 horror film. Best mm-hmm. picture? Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know. I would have guessed the two that just got guessed.
No, I should, yeah.
Oh, Sam's frozen face is killing me.
All right. I'm going to start screenshotting these.
There you go. I'm back. What? Oh, no.
Oh.
What is The Exorcist?
Damn.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this. I had to look it up. So I'm pulling these from like trivia quizzes online, by the way.
Can you reread the question for me?
1973 horror Brief movie
film was the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture.
All right. Was Jaws later? Was Jaws 75?
I think Jaws is late. I thought Jaws was like 79.
Maybe I'm just a great big idiot.
Maybe I'm a big old stupid dumb.
Jaws is 75. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, maybe
okay.
I'm a dumb dumb.
That was nominated for Best Picture.
I don't know.
Seemed likely.
It was an educated guess.
Yeah.
I think Sam still has it.
Oh my God. Give me The Simpsons for 400, please.
Okay. He was born this religion and he'll die this religion. Oh, what religion is Mo a part of?
Immigration is a plot to import voters for the Democrats to establish uniparty rule forever.
Matt.
Actually, this is like a two-part. Oh, what religion is... What is a snake handler?
That is correct. I love this much better. Yep. Nope. Homer, I was born a snake handler and I'll die a snake handler. This made me want to do a whole Mo section, to be honest.
Oh my God, I would have loved that. I love Mo so good.
Outrageous. Like,
yeah.
Like, what name does Homer call Marge?
Oh, Midge.
Midge.
She told me you were dead.
Did I get any points? Who is Midge?
Who is Midge?
Oh, I have it now, huh?
You have the board, and you are only 100 points off of our leader, Sam. Will, you have a big hole to dig out of.
Coming up strong.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's go Marvel movies for 400.
Who played the Punisher in the first film? First
Ron
film.
Perlman?
That is incorrect.
Kind of thought that was right.
I think I know the answer, and I think that you have a different answer. So I'm gonna play it safe here and just chill.
Same?
I'm just gonna chill. Can I guess? Yep.
I will give you a guess, but
yep. My guess is who is David Hasselhoff?
Oh no, that's incorrect. You are very close, though. It is it's Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren. Okay, oh, wow. so it was the very first one.
The very first. That's okay, why I said the first film. I was like,
yeah, yeah. Okay,
not a good
Still
movie
time for you, Matt.
No. Let's see. Let's go with Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for 300.
This city was destroyed by Mount Vesuvius.
Hey, oh,
fuck.
Sam?
What is Pompeii?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh yeah.
I too. The second.
I constantly get this wrong because my dumbass keeps thinking the mountain is Pompeii. But
wrong. So,
yeah. No.
All right, give me a Disney movies for 300, please.
Here we go.
This 1999 movie was Disney's first animated sequel.
Hey, hey!
Sam?
What is... This sounds weird. What is The Rescuers Down Under?
That's correct. Shit. Okay.
What is wrong with me?
I also thought this was going to be like... I thought it was going to be like The Lion King 2.
No.
Apparently it's Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah.
Rescuers was
great. Mufasa's Revenge. Too.
Did that Mufasa prequel already come out? They're doing his like they're doing a Mufasa, like the story of Mufasa.
Is Jeremy Irons doing the voice?
Nope.
Then I don't
think it's, I think it's still,
James Earl Jones was Mufasa. All right.
Yes. Oh yeah. I'm thinking of, Scar. Much more interesting character.
Jeremy Irons.
Even though I didn't mind the voice actor who played the one in the live action, because he is a good actor elsewhere, but it's like two different performances. Two different. Like, Jeremy Irons is iconic. He made
respected,
that character.
Respected, saluted.
Yeah.
All right. Let's close it out. Disney movies for 200, please.
Okay.
There are 6,469,953 black spots in this Disney movie.
COVID-19 is a bioweapon designed to kill off the elderly as a population control mechanism.
Yes, Matt.
What are 101 Dalmatians?
That is correct. 101 Dalmatians. I looked at this trivia. I pulled this as a trivia question. I looked at it several times. I was like, I have no idea. I thought it was going to be like, what was it? Soul or something Soul. Like that.
Oh, because all the black.
That's what I thought of. I was like, there's a lot of dark space elsewhere. But yes, 101 Dalmatians.
You know why that's a funny question? Is because somebody did the legwork before AI. Yes.
Yeah. Someone sat there and went,
every on VHS.
Yeah. Ugh. Matt, you have the board.
Let's see here.
Big money questions left.
I know, all the big ones. Let's see here. Let's go Marvel movies for 500.
What Marvel film was Stan Lee's final cameo?
Oh, farts.
I saw this recently.
Ooh.
Sam?
Why not? What is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness?
That is incorrect, Sam.
Oh, fuck me. I'm going to be in the bathroom, sucking my own dick.
Unless I can be proven wrong.
You pay whatever you think is fair. I think I know it, but I'm so close to Sam that I don't want to fucking jinx it.
Matt's playing the strategic game.
I am.
I don't need to owe any more money.
Oh, okay.
Can I guess?
Wait. Yeah.
What is
the game?
I know, but what is Spider-Man Homecoming?
No, that is incorrect. It is apparently Avengers Endgame. Oh, that really? Was apparently his. I looked up this times, and
what's
I kept
cameo
getting
in that.
He's when Tony Stark travels back in time to the base where his dad is, he's the one who drives by that says, what is it, make love, not war, man, and keeps, or no. But yeah, he does that. And apparently that's his last cameo. I looked this up several times because I thought it was going to be like one of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, I thought so too. Obviously with my guess or whatever.
But that was his last on-screen cameo.
So well, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What is it, Matt? You still have the board.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'll go with Simpsons 500.
In the episode of Colonel Homer, Homer is a manager for what country?
There are multiple Andrew WKs.
Matt?
Who is God. I know who is Lorelina Lumpkin?
I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
It is Lurleen Lumpkin. Yes.
Yeah. That works.
Matt is in the lead currently.
Oh, time damn. To not answer any more questions.
Two questions left on the board, all from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Some might say my worst topic.
Here we go.
Mathematically
eliminated go. A while ago.
Yeah, but you can cause an upset.
Yeah. You can get Final Jeopardy.
That's right. You could get back to zero at least.
Nope.
Nope.
I just don't know the rules, but let's continue.
I don't know the rules. You haven't answered the question right all fucking game.
I didn't deny that. But I'm not allowed to participate in Final Jeopardy, technically.
Oh my God. All right. Let's go Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for 400.
This river is the longest river in the United States. Remember, these are questions that are at Sam.
What is the Mississippi River?
That is incorrect.
Oh, I am a dumb man.
Oh, well, I'll just sit here and continue on. I've now solidified the win.
I have a chance to try.
Unless Final Jeopardy fucks me over. Oh, no.
I remember knowing this at some point in my life, but I forget the answer. So I'm going to say, what is the Columbus River?
The Columbus River? No, Sam, that's wrong. Will, that's wrong.
Of course it is. I don't know.
It's the Missouri River.
Fake river.
It's a fake.
I ain't even never heard of that river.
Yep. Yeah, this is apparently a fifth grade question.
Okay.
Last on the board, 500. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Let's do it.
Please give me time to read this question.
Okay.
President of the Confederate States of America, Jefferson Davis, who was captured dressed as a woman trying to escape the Union Army, resided in this city, which was the capital of the Confederate States.
I don't even care. Sam needs this more than anyone. No. Sam, you have to take a guess if you want to be in striking distance on Final Jeopardy at all. Hey. Put your hands up.
Sam?
What is Columbia, South Carolina?
Ooh, that is incorrect, Sam.
No, no.
Look, now no one can participate other than me in Final Jeopardy.
Yeah, you fucked yourself, Sam. Which capital city?
Will.
Gotta be Charleston, South Carolina.
No, that is incorrect. Isn't that what just Sam guessed?
Yeah.
No, you said Columbus. It's Richmond, Virginia. Yeah. Home of Guar, Lamb of God. I also just want to remind everybody that, yes, Jefferson Davis was caught dressed as a woman. So if you are a Confederate supporter, your hero was dressed as a woman.
He was trying to get out incognito. It's a good idea.
Yes, and they caught him dressed as a woman. That's the statue I want. Okay. Gentlemen. Matt is in the lead.
I'd like to wager 1 million.
Matt is in the lead with 900. Sam is in second with negative 400. And Will is in third with negative $2,600. Final Jeopardy. Don't we show the question before we wager?
No, you get the topic, then you wager, and then you get the
question. I can tell you the topic is also under wrestling champions.
Oh, okay. I'm wagering nothing. Can I wager?
I don't know. What if you're negative, can you only dig out of the hole or
I highly doubt this, but I would assume the only rule that makes sense is you can either double your nothing to not owe any money or that's it.
I would like to wager $1,301, please.
Okay, $1,301. I don't know if it'll let me write anything. It's not letting me write anything. Okay.
Well, that's fine, because you can't do that. He doesn't even have negative $1,301.
I'll just do max value, Sam.
He's trying to get one more dollar over me.
Everyone's going to... Okay. And Matt, you're not...
No, I'm not wagering anything. What's the question?
Okay. I am trying to get there if it will let me.
Should have paid that $20.
Everyone's wagering. apparently, yeah, that's all it'll.
Oh, yeah. Look at the things administering the rules. It won't let you update anyone. Well, let me do it.
Oh, I can skip wagers right here. Okay. All right.
So, 1301.
Are you sure?
This WWE Hall of Famer holds the record for most WWE championships at 31, 12 of those being tag team championships.
Are we chiming in or we just all give our answer?
I guess you all have to like kind of think about it and let me know.
I have my answer.
Okay, Matt is ready.
Should we just text you?
Or just write it.
I guess
somewhere on your phone.
I promise I won't change my answer.
Yeah. If we're ready.
All right, I'm sending my answer to you, Charles.
Okay.
I think it's a good answer. Man. While we're waiting for this, go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord, have some fun with us, ladies and gentlemen. Get in there.
I didn't even I fucked that up.
Of course you did. You fucked this whole game up, Will. It's been a poor showing from Will.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have just started on time and left me out of it.
So, Will, you guessed, I'm assuming, Randy Orton instead of RKO?
Yeah, not a Hall of Famer at all.
Okay, so not a Hall of Famer. By me. Neither is Sam's answer of John Cena.
Yep, that's correct.
And neither is Matt's answer of Dink. you know, Doink's famous sidekick. The answer is Edge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God.
Such an obvious.
I was so excited when he came back. I like... he's like the person I actually... actually, no, that's not true. I've had this feeling about two wrestlers while they were absent when I was like, man, I missed them being in the company. One was Edge, the other one was Randy Orton.
I was going to say Randy Orton's my one. Yeah, Edge is... and now he's over in AEW. Having fun.
With a bum leg.
50-year-olds jumping off 30-foot cages?
Good for him.
Yep, and landing straight on his legs.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. I'm glad I won.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is this? An animation?
Maddie.
Yeah, look at that
Maddie
shark.
Shark.
Yeah, that was fun. Jeopardy's always fun.
Good work.
Yeah.
And we'll have to, you know what, we should just do a whole series of this and play all the classics.
Each host does a list.
Yeah.
The classics.
I'll come up with questions. All my questions will be hard truths.
I thought about doing a political one. I was like, I don't know how far to range this.
This group of people, no, I won't even say it.
I thought about doing conspiracy theories, and I was like, I don't know how to word that.
It's factual as it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, let's see. Where are we? What's the timer on my fucking thing? 90 minutes. Nice.
Oh, right in there. Right on the bottom.
Yeah, right in there. Perfect timing. Does anybody have anything else they want to chime in about or say or whatever? Next week is Spookfest, everybody.
What?
So they hit us with a ton of suggestions. Yeah, get flumped. Mm-hmm. We had no meeting, no preparation, because everyone is insanely busy all the time. Uh-huh. It's incredible.
We did get some great topic suggestions, so yes, I think we'll be pulling from some of those for a speaker.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess if that's it, then we'll see you next week. And as always, smell you later.